From the studios of the 24-hour talk radio capital of West Louisiana and East Texas, all information, all talk, KWLA. This is Open Line, live on KWLA Anacoco, KWLV Manny, KVCL Winfield, KBDV Leesville, KTHP Hemphill, KZBL Natchitoches, and worldwide at KWLA1031.com or on the KWLA mobile app. The views on this program do not reflect the views of any of the stations in this broadcast or any of the advertisers. The views are expressly those of the people expressing those views. If you choose to comment on the program, guest, or contents of the program, email kwla at bdcradio.com. Now, live from the KWLA studios, Ted Dumas. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's program.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Want to catch a movie? Parkway Cinema has some great ones for you. Two brand new ones, Mickey 17, Last Breath. Want to find out what showing times and what other movie is playing? Go to Parkway Cinema. You can do that by going to acadianacinema.com and clicking on to Parkway Cinema and catch all the information you need. Great movies in Natchitoches waiting for you. Someone in your family turning the television up louder than normal, having to ask for you to repeat the question again and again. Hearing loss comes slowly, but it can be solved. For a free hearing test, contact Dr. Karen Mills. She's in Hemphill, Texas, and Jasper, Texas. She's an audiologist doctor. She's got a lot of years' experience, and she'll provide you a free hearing test. If you're a veteran, you get the hearing aids for free. Can't beat that. 409-787-3388 in Hemphill. 409-384-2383 in Jasper, Texas. Before we start today's program, I want to tell you about something special. Sabine Medical Center is having a St. Patrick's Day parade. It's going to be March the 15th. And registration starts at 8 a.m. They got a number of different age groups, 10 to 19, 20 to 49, 50 plus, $500 prize to each first place male and female in each age group above age 9. And they got so many gifts, like a two-night stay, two golf package down at Cypress Bend. So much going on. But let me tell you about the really great thing they've got. If you're 9 and under, it's called a fun run. Come out, you get a certificate for a free pizza, you get a certificate for a free day at Wildwood Resort, you get a medallion, and that's just some of the things. You get so much fun. And guess the cost of all of this? No cost. Simple as that. It's all free. It's at Sabine Medical Center. It's this Saturday. Get there early and have a lot of fun. Larry Bagley was scheduled to be our guest this morning. He had a lot of things he wanted to talk about. Maybe Larry got his schedule confused. Whatever the case, Larry is absent without leave. If he calls in later, we'll get him on. If not, we got lots to talk about this morning. Natchitoches Central getting ready to defend and fight for that state championship title. Of course, you can hear the game on our BDC radio stations, KZBL in Natchitoches. Red River going up for another state championship. You can hear that game on KZBL as well. We've got you covered in basketball. Northwestern State University yesterday, tough on Northwestern. They went down to defeat both ladies and men's basketball. Their season is done. But had a good season, a lot of fun basketball. It was a very enjoyable season. We're going to take a break in a couple of minutes, but something I just found very interesting. I think everybody, regardless of being a Democrat, Republican, Independent, Libertarian, whatever your party affiliation, would agree the debt in America is staggering. We're headed in the direction of $40 trillion. I can't even imagine writing out that kind of number. What, $35 trillion right now? So whether you're a conservative, liberal, everybody's got to understand this is not sustainable. The country cannot keep going in this direction. If you're a parent, grandparent, the outlook for your child or your grandchild are very meek. So what do? You try to make some changes. Now, you can increase taxes, but we've tried that again and again, and it hasn't worked, because as we increase taxes, we also increase spending. Or you could look at making some cuts. Now, there is no way that you can do anything making cuts and some people not suffer. You try to make it as minimal as possible, but that's part of life. Example, we have people suffering every day that's not on the government payroll. Let me give an example. The 600 people employed at the mill in Campton going to lose their job, take retirement, transfer. It's going to affect them. I wish it didn't happen. I pray there's a solution, but apparently there is not. I pray that each of those people that need to get employment will find it quickly, and that we as a community will help them find the employment they're looking for. The point I make, we have sacrifices, and people have unpleasant things happen to them. I hope it doesn't happen in your family, but it happens in somebody's family. So let's take a particular agency. The Trump administration came under great scrutiny over Social Security. Social Security, any way you look at it, is going broke. The problem is there's just not enough young people paying in the Social Security system for the number of elderly people that are on the system. So what do? Well, you keep increasing the cost of payments into it, but you also got to look and see how much waste is in there. How many people are getting Social Security payments that, quite frankly, are not supposed to be getting Social Security payments? There's a big discussion now on how many people are getting Social Security payments that are not alive, don't exist. Even Social Security records show thousands, hundreds of thousands of people that are well over 100 years old still receiving checks. Pretty simple common sense tells you that can't be the case. So wouldn't it make a lot of sense that the government, whoever it is, in this case Trump, and the Senate and Congress, looks at the program and tries to get rid of abuse and weed out fraud? Now, when you do that, someone is going to get taken off the system that rightfully should be there. There's no way you avoid mistakes. Mistakes happen. So do you just abandon trying to reform it? Or do you do something intelligent? When this happens, in the rare cases that someone is taken off the system and they rightfully have a place there, you quickly put them back on the system. That's just the way it works. Okay, let's go to government employees. Reduce the number of government employees. I hate to see anybody lose a job. But, you know, in the private sector, it happens every day. So if we got people working on the government payroll that are not going to work, don't have an office, they get a check, doesn't it make sense to get those people off the payroll, help them get gainful employment somewhere? All the thousands of people that never came back to work after COVID. The government's looking and saying, okay, do you really have a job? What are you accomplishing? Where do you live at? Are you doing anything other than getting a government check? That to me sounds like a reasonable effort on the part of the government to control who's getting paid and that people that are getting paid actually are providing some type of service. Again, it's going to be people that's going to be taken off the payroll that should be on the payroll, should be getting a check. They're providing a good service, a needed service. So, again, you've got a solution. Do you just avoid doing anything and leaving all the corruption and fraud there? Or when someone loses their position by mistake, you quickly put them back on the system. It's not that complicated. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Broadline Services, across the street from Sabine Retirement and Rehab. Ready to change out the flooring in your house? They can do that for you. Come out and give you a free estimate. Give you all the selections you have. Help you choose what's right for you. Need a new countertop? What size? What type? They can do it all. Who do you talk to? You talk to Tim or Juanita. They're open 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. Phone number is 318-652-1215 or go to broadlines.org.
Louisiana's moving forward. Crime rates are tumbling. Education, our best test scores ever. Governor Landry announced the largest jobs and economic growth project in Louisiana history. $10 plus billion private sector dollars. Now we keep Louisiana moving forward with a yes vote on Amendment 2, March 29th. Amendment 2 permanently lowers the maximum income tax rate. It pays down debt and gives our teachers a permanent salary increase. It keeps the homestead exemption and exemptions for religious organizations. Amendment 2 doubles the senior citizen tax deduction. And Amendment 2 builds on Governor Landry's efforts stopping unneeded spending with a permanent government growth limit. Let's keep Louisiana moving forward by voting yes on Amendment 2. Paid for by Make Louisiana Great Again.
Looking for new flooring? Head to Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder. We are part of the largest floor covering buying group in North America. You'll always get a good deal at Jay's. We are locally owned and dedicated to our community. Our flooring experts can help you select from thousands of styles, and we also offer window treatments. Come see us at Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder, 1515 North Pine Street, 337-463-7464.
When it comes to your fire safety needs, go with a brand you can trust. ABC Fire Safety has been in business for 30 years. We provide you with comprehensive services that will help keep you in legal compliance and keep you safe. From new extinguishers to hydro testing and CO2 refills, we have it all. We sell, install, and service all the brands you can trust when it matters the most. Serving commercial and residential clients with service that can't be beat. Give us a call today and let us help you keep your business safe. 337-396-4388.
AGS Auto Glass Specialists, located at 2017 South 5th Street, want to remind you to bring in chipped, cracked, or shattered windshields to them so they can bring it back to clarity with fast, friendly service. Call 337-238-1821. AGS Auto Glass Specialists offer windshields, mirrors, furniture tops, power windows, front window shields, mobile services, plexiglass, and Lexan repair. That's AGS Auto Glass Specialists, your hometown automotive glass specialist with over 50 years experience.
Hey, welcome back. Larry Bagley was scheduled to be our guest this morning and had a scheduling conflict. He's getting ready to announce for public service commissioner, a position that Foster Campbell now holds. He'll be making a formal announcement. I believe it's next week. We're going to kind of preface it this morning, along with some other things he's doing in the legislative session. We'll try to get Larry back at a later date. Want to remind you that spring coming up and always the sportsmen want to get out and get the lake and catch those big ones or try to. The first stop should be at Nichols. They got all your sporting good items, fishing supplies, rods, reels, baits, everything you need. Nichols and Winfield, Leesville, Keshada, and many. Stop by a Nichols store today. They've got something for everybody in the family. We were talking about what do we do with the $30-plus trillion of debt this country is facing. Right now, the interest on the debt is larger than the defense budget. You heard me correctly. Larger than defense budget. So what are we doing? A Trump administration, and it's not going to be perfect, but it's making an effort, something that has not happened in a long time, to reduce the amount of spending and to get the budget, if nothing else, at a standstill. Think about it. If you could just get the budget at a standstill and you'd still have all this interest you're paying, I think they've got to go much further than that. I think they've got to cut the spending to where that each year the budget gets smaller and the debt gets smaller. Otherwise, do we have a country in 10 years? We talked about a couple of items already. Let's talk about the FAA, and let's talk about air traffic controllers. Trump and the team have come under gigantic criticism for a number of people letting go with the FAA. Let me take you back to Ronald Reagan. Remember when he fired everybody at the FAA, at the air traffic controllers? And guess what? We were just as safe. The government has been hiring people at air traffic controllers not based on their expertise or ability, but based on diversity. Trump has put a stop to that. So here's my question. If you're flying on a Delta flight or American flight or United, whatever flight you're on, and you're coming to an airport, a number of planes coming to that airport at the same time, you got an air traffic controller in the booth, in the tower, do you want one that's very well qualified? Or do you want one that's got great diversity? I want when someone's going to get me landed safely. It's almost like saying, do you want a doctor that can perform surgery and get it done correctly? Or do you want a doctor that's very knowledgeable in diversity that has no medical ability? This is not that hard of a difficult situation. So let's talk about the item that the government has not talked about at all yet, at least to my knowledge. Donald Trump, Elon Musk, like him, hate him, be indifferent. The problem with the U.S. Postal Service is overwhelming. U.S. Postal Service started to decline, 20 years ago? When they first came out with the first fax machine, it took tons of business away from the Postal Service. When UPS and FedEx really became extremely popular, took tons of business from the Postal Service. Whenever it got to the point that you could sit down at a computer free of charge, as long as you had internet, and send an email to someone, even in a foreign country, and 2 minutes later they had the email, did a lot of damage to the Postal Service. So what has the Postal Service done to absorb the problems? Have they cut back? Have they said, how can we make us become more efficient? Absolutely not. They've done the exact opposite. They keep raising the rate of postal mailings every day, which only gets and drives more people away from the Postal Service. The Postal Service is a needed service for many things, but it's also a service that's not possible to survive unless some changes are made. I'm hoping and praying that Elon Musk, Donald Trump, and the Congress makes this the next priority. What needs to happen to the Postal Service? Well, experts can determine that. Basically, here's what I think needs to happen. Need to get rid of Saturday delivery altogether. Why do you have Saturday delivery? We need to get rid of post offices in very, very small locations. Think about it again for a second. You have one welfare office in a parish. If you're lucky, you've got one driver's license location in a parish. All the major things that the lowest income people need, you only have one of them in the parish. Why? That's just the economics of having those offices. So why would that not hold true to other things? In most cases, everybody can get mail delivery to their business or home. I don't have a post office box. My first reaction is, why would I pay for a post office box when I bring it to my office absolutely free? You may differ. I'm going to further this discussion. I think it's a great discussion when we come back. Hope you'll stay with us. Got a question for you. If you're a parent and you're helping navigate the education of your son or daughter who's a sophomore, junior, or senior in high school, what are you looking for? I pray you're looking for a safe environment. I hope you're looking for the best economic investment. But most important, surely you're looking for a great education, one that's going to prepare your daughter or son for the life ahead, whether it's in teaching, electronics, education, nursing, whatever the case may be, a great education awaits you at Northwestern State University. Before you make any decision, visit the website. Set up an in-person visit, Northwestern State University.
United States Senator Bill Cassidy here. Many of you are already planning summer vacations. If you want to travel to another country, you may need a passport. If so, get it now. You don't want to scramble at the last minute. Your first place to go is travel.state.gov. That's a website, has the instructions on how to get a passport for the first time or to renew a passport. If it's delayed, call my office, 225-929-7711. Again, Senator Bill Cassidy here, serving you.
Hi, I'm Kaylee Coles, a communications major from Manny, Louisiana, and I'm proud to call Northwestern State University home. NSU is more than just a school, it's a community. From exciting campus events and pep rallies to a vibrant Greek life and cheering on the Demons at Turbine Stadium, there's always something happening. Whether you're hitting the books or making lifelong friends, NSU gives you every opportunity to get involved and make the most of your college experience. Want to know more? Head over to nsu.la/explore and start your journey today. Forkum Demons.
Nichols is your headquarters for activewear. Come see our super assortment of men's tees, shorts, caps, and shirts by Hook Performance Fishing. These are no ordinary shirts. Hook uses a durable poly-knit fabric designed to keep you cool and dry. This stain-release fabric keeps messy stains from setting and has SPF protection, too. Hook shorts are designed with secure zip pockets, and the fabric breathability adds superior comfort. Great designs in a variety of vibrant colors. Check out Hook Performance Fishing Apparel on display now at your local Nichols store.
At Quality Wood Furniture, you'll find solid American-made wood pieces. Choose from many timeless and functional styles of dining, bedrooms, office, and outdoor furniture in a variety of unfinished and finished options. Quality Wood Furniture has something for every room and a friendly, knowledgeable staff that's ready to assist you. With an on-site finisher and a custom builder available, we'll help you get the perfect look for your new furniture. You'll enjoy the strength and durability of real solid wood furniture for years to come. Visit our showroom today, Quality Wood Furniture in Leesville.
Hello, my name is Dr. LeBlanc from LeBlanc Eye Center in Leesville, Louisiana, across the street from Bird Hospital. Are you tired of choosing which lens is clear, one or two? Are you tired of being rushed into deciding if you're sure or not? Have you experienced this before? At LeBlanc Eye Center, there is no stress, no frustration, just accuracy. Now we have instruments from NASA that will give you a prescription almost perfect before we even ask you any questions. No more 102. Please come see me at LeBlanc Eye Center for a very pleasurable experience at the eye doctor. Please call 337-239-2321.
Got a question for you. Have you noticed all the amazing things that Louisiana Eye and Laser Center can do right now? Absolutely amazing, some of the surgeries, some of the cutting-edge technology that they're performing. But you need just a routine eye exam? Go to the professionals. Go to people that get the job done at a reasonable cost and with great service. Louisiana Eye and Laser Center, 15 locations. Laysville, Winfield, Natchitoches, Alexandria. Call 318-487-2020 or go to laeyeandlaser.com. I'm running out of time very fast. Larry Bagley was scheduled to be our guest this morning, and Larry had a scheduling issue. We'll try to get him back later. He's running for public service commissioner. He's the state representative. We'll do that at a later date. We talk about the post office. Do we really need a post office in Powhatan, Louisiana? Do we really need a post office in Fisher, Louisiana? I could name you thousands of other places just in Louisiana. Think about it nationwide. Now, would it provide an inconvenience for some people if you shut down these post offices? Of course it would. We can't tackle a $30-plus trillion debt without making it inconvenient for some people. The question is, can we afford to keep doing it? Each person every day gets up and in their household has to make tough decisions. Can they afford a new car? Can they afford new clothes? When they go to the grocery store, do they get something that's economically acceptable, or do they buy steaks? These are questions that people deal with every day because they have a budget. They get a paycheck, and at the end of the week, they've got to have more money from the paycheck than their expenses are. Some people act like the government. Those people don't survive. The government's got to change what they're doing. There's a big effort to do that. It should not be Republican. It should not be Democrat. It should be survival. It should be patriotism. It should be Americanism. Will this happen? Probably not. You'll hear a lot of complaining in the days ahead. The stock market will take its toll. Things will look dim. But if we hang in there and stay the course, we could just maybe make this country survive. Have a great day. Paul Johnson coming up. Good morning, everybody. It's time for Radio Unafraid, brought to you by Biles Welding and Tractor.
Biles Welding and Tractor, Highway 171 North on the bypass in Manny, is your LS Tractor dealer in this area. See Junior Biles and his staff for all of your welding, tractor parts, and tractor repair needs. Biles Welding also carries snapper and grasshopper mowers. They do small engine repair as well. For welding fabrication, call Biles Welding and Tractor, your local LS Tractor dealer, 318-256-9238.
We are creatures of habit. As a result, those habits make us do bad things. Let me give an example. You're a good family. You try to play by the rules. You're going down the highway. You stopped at a fast food restaurant. and you got you maybe a burger and some fries or maybe a taco or whatever. You put ketchup out there, and when you get through, you got a mess.